This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's see, to know them is to love them. That's what I think about the DJVers here. All of us are lovable. Isn't that sweet? Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. It's a fabulous day. Heaven forbid there be nothing going on. Well, we'll fix all of that because we're in a place where we kind of know what's going on. Hello to our new friends. You'll have a little laughter with us during this hour, an abundance of information, so I hope you'll be happy about that. A single day and lots to talk about. So even though a lot of people didn't think a radio program like this would ever exist or could exist in this reality, we've shown them, right? Yeah. Okay, I guess I'm talking to myself. Jennifer. Yeah. Okay. So, I was rather than again, Jennifer, you and Kara.
I'm losing my voice. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, then we'll keep your talking to a minimum.
Trying to fight it, but it's winning.
You got to get rid of it before Christmas. Christmas. No, I got to get rid of it. Christmas is what, a week from tomorrow. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. So we have the impeachment. We have usual politics. We can probably wrap up the impeachment conversation pretty quickly by saying tomorrow's the vote, right? You want to add some nuance to that?
Tomorrow is the vote. At least that's the plan now. Remember, there was talk that maybe it might be delayed until Thursday, which would mark 21 years to the day that Bill Clinton was impeached. That would have provided, I guess, something in the nation's history that this is the time of year we do these things. I don't know. But House Democrats laid out their impeachment case against President Trump on Monday. There was a 643-page report, I think.
Look at all the trees that have given their life for this impeachment.
Wow. They bloodied themselves for this impeachment. That's right. Yeah. And the report, of course, accuses the president of betraying the nation and deserving to be ousted. Key lawmakers begin to signal where they stand ahead of this. They're looking to see who's going to defect, who's voting where. Now, Democrats, of course, want this to be bipartisan. This is only the third time that they're going to be voting on impeachment, that will be voting on impeachment in this country, and this is the only time that it's been a partisan act in the three times that it's happened before. But there seem to be no Republicans that are breaking with the president. Almost all Democrats are now expected to approve the charges against him, which was a shift because over the weekend there were about 30 Democrats and a huge chunk of them actually from the state of Michigan, which I thought was kind of interesting. That were on the fence.
Did you say there was a huge shift?
A shift.
Excuse me. Yes.
Yes, there was a huge shift. That's my congressman, as in Adam. But I guess there was a large number of Democrats in Michigan that were considering not voting with this because in Michigan, the president has become more popular. Remember, he narrowly beat out Hillary Clinton in 2016. Now I guess he's up in the state by like 10 points. And so there were a lot of Democrats who were saying, well, wait a second. Are we going to do this? Are we not? Many of them have chosen to vote with their caucus and vote with Democrats and just go with it. Alyssa Slotkin is one of them who was at a town hall this weekend. She was heckled, and so she didn't know exactly what she's going to do, but she came out and was sort of symbolic for Democrats in the state, and so they decided to vote along with her. Now, going on to the Senate, if this is going to pass tomorrow, which it looks like it will, then they go on to the Senate for a trial, and there's been a lot of controversy about what that will look like. Chuck Schumer has been saying the process is not fair, which makes me laugh because that's what Republicans were saying in the House for a very long time. McConnell is going to meet with Schumer, and they're going to talk about whether or not witnesses will be called. But what we've heard from Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell thus far is that it's going to just be the evidence that was presented by Democrats in the House that'll be entertained in the Senate and that there will be no new witnesses. Chuck Schumer is arguing for that, wanting to bring in Mick Mulvaney and Rick Perry and some of the people around the president to testify. But I don't think that's going to go anywhere. We'll see after they have their little sit down, their summit.
Very exciting. Can hardly wait. I'm on the edge of my bed. Waiting to...
You too, huh?
Take a nap. Yeah, exactly.
Are you at the end of your rope?
The end of my rope bed, if you will. So that's there's nothing there that seems to be outrageous, out of context, out of whatever. It's just the same old stuff, as far as I can see.
One it's really not. See, that's what's interesting about it to me, is that whether or not you agree with impeachment, clearly I don't, and I know there are a lot of people who do. This is something that we rarely see in our country, and I believe this is going to be precedence for how things are going to run now in Washington, D.C. So I do find it a little bit interesting how it works, the ins and outs of how this actually goes down. For most of us here on this program, I mean, I was alive when Bill Clinton went through this. I was in high school, but I wasn't really dialed in. I wasn't really paying attention. So
kids are paying attention today?
Yes.
Younger? They are. Because... And what age?
I think,
where do you think the cutoff is? Are they studying this in high school? And
I don't know if they're studying it
anymore.
I don't know if they're studying it, but I think the days of kids being uninvolved in politics are gone. I think everybody is now super sensitive to what's happening. And whether they understand it completely or not, I think that there is a light that has gone on where people are paying more attention.
All right. So from that, we go to... the photos that have emerged of Pete, Mayor Pete, this is what you were talking about yesterday, Victoria, when you were saying, I made mention of the fact that he was leading in Iowa, and you said not for long or something to that effect. I don't remember your
exact words. No, I said Elizabeth Warren was attacking him for some reason, and I guess because he had surged in the polls, then he became a target, but she was going after him and calling him a phony. Calling the kettle black. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So there are these pictures from the fundraiser at the winery in Napa Valley. Did you see some of them?
Mm-mm.
He has, apparently he's got a lot of ties to a lot of big money and a lot of
Silicon
donors.
Silicon Valley money is what they're connecting
right.
him to, which that's
yeah.
Elizabeth Warren.
That's what I thought you meant yesterday when you said that, Victoria.
I didn't even dive into it because I don't pay much attention to what Elizabeth Warren says, so
yeah.
I didn't really go
well, I don't
there,
either,
but, yeah.
But there's been a lot of coverage of this campaign stop and his Q&A session with the people that were there. But if you see pictures, it looks to me like it would be the ballroom at some palace in England. If you've seen it, oh, man, it's really...
Is it a vineyard something. That you know of, Jen?
Let's see. I was trying to figure out where exactly he was.
Bernie Sanders took a shot at him along with Elizabeth
Warren.
Yeah.
See, this
Warren.
Is what I can't stand. It was
Craig
Hall
and
wine.
Catherine
yeah,
Hall
yeah,
own
Hall
the winery.
Nice. Yeah.
And they have given millions to the Democratic Party over the years.
The thing that bothers me, and look, I'm no fan of Mayor Pete. I take issue with a lot of his policy, and I think he's far more dangerously left than people give him credit for by calling him a moderate. But what I can't stand is people like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders attacking people who have money. That's what this country, one of the founding factors of this country is that you come here
That's
and you do
Bernie's
better than
Bernie's ad
your
is all about,
did.
Jennifer. That
I know.
That ad that's running on television is all about take the money from the people who have made it. Don't make sure everybody gets
Elizabeth,
their fish here.
Yeah, the fact that Elizabeth Warren has to tear up every time she hears about an American success story, get the heck out of here. I just can't stand that. It's not who we are. Now, are we all billionaires? No, but we're a place where anything is possible, and they completely lose the core of what our country was founded on, that there's opportunity here to become like these people, and it drives me nuts that they attack someone like Mayor Pete for fundraising. That's what all these candidates have to do to survive. It's just stupid.
Well, the whole business like, about below. Money and the
Did
ripping.
You guys... I mean, we knew this was going to only take about a second. Did you guys hear about the Mayor Bloomberg stuff?
No.
No.
So now Mayor Bloomberg is facing some not sexual harassment charges, but apparently someone came out and talked about some of the crude things that he has said over his lifespan, I suppose, in public life about women and all these things. And so now he's having to deal with that.
You
it
know
only
what?
Takes a minute for the press to get at you.
Yeah, but you know what? That
I
that
have some
washes
friends
away.
Who work for him and they love him.
They love him, exactly.
Yeah, and love the environment that he creates.
Right.
And so
apparently
right.
at a holiday party, he said, check out the... on that one. And what was the other one that he said?
Well, how many times have you said that about me when you've seen me at a holiday party?
Oh, I'm always checking out your at a holiday party. Come on.
So,
what was the other thing he said, though, that was
if people are going to be bothered by that, do we need to go back to the Access Hollywood tape and see what the current president has said? I mean, if we're really going to start,
These are not people on my side of the aisle that are saying it. These are
charge everybody up to get out and vote. That's really what's driving you.
Well, Elizabeth Warren was the one who brought this out. She said that there are women who've signed non-disclosure agreements at a company run by Mike Bloomberg, who should be allowed to tell their stories, especially if those women want to speak publicly about past allegations that Bloomberg fostered a hostile work environment for women.
Well, of course, if it benefits Elizabeth Warren, too. It's funny when we talk about, you know, different candidates taking, you know, shots at each other, because obviously they are, whether they're based in any kind of reality or not. If it helps Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders,
she's the biggest phony.
And we also live in a time where a headline could be enough for people to go, oh, did you hear about what Bloomberg did? It's like, well, that's what Elizabeth Warren is claiming he
did. Hello, look at Jussie Smollett. Look at all the stuff they say about President Trump that turns out not to be true. But this is politics, and Elizabeth Warren is coming out there and fighting hard with whatever she's got, because she sees her poll numbers are starting to tank. And so now she's saying that she's going to be an advocate for these women at Bloomberg who want to come out and speak out against them about a hostile work culture. So,
you can join Gloria Allred.
That'll be next. You can believe it.
Speaking of money, there's a lady who's an heiress to a billionaire that owns Formula One. Name is Bernie Ecclestone. Did you see this? His daughter is 35 years old. And she left for the Christmas holidays. Somebody broke into their home and stole $37 million worth of jewelry. Why would you need $37 million?
Who has that much bling laying around at home?
Tamara Ecclestone is a well-known British socialite and model. And she's the one who left the stuff. It was a Cartier. I don't even know what some of this stuff is. A bangle? What's a Cartier bangle?
That's a bracelet.
All right. Precious rings, earrings. The family is shaken up by the robbery.
Was this not in a vault? This was just like sitting on her dresser?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do we believe this, or is this insurance fraud?
Well, I don't know that they need to have fathers worth $4.5 billion.
I knew a couple of people who had a significant fire and all of their furs were destroyed in it.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. See, I told you, a little levity, good for the soul. Here's something that's serious that also is good for your soul. You know, the spirit-mind-body connection. Let me help you, because when you look your best and feel your best, it's good for everything, the stuff you can see and the stuff you can't see about you. You'll feel better if you're not gaining lots of weight over the Christmas holidays, the New Year holiday, even I've been talking about how the eating continues even until Valentine's Day. So with Calitrin,
then you might as well wait till Easter.
Right, and then wait for the summer. Yeah, exactly. Why get carried away? No more crash diets involved with Calitrin at all. Calotrin is the natural weight loss formula that works fabulously well and has for 20-some-odd years for millions of Americans who want, in this circumstance, to keep their weight where it is, at least have a fighting chance for after the new year. This is the healthiest weight loss program you can be on. All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free. Let me repeat that. Drug-free, stimulant-free. Get into the habit of thinking ahead, not after the fact. Let's get on to the program now. Still enjoy what you're eating. Have a great time at the parties. Go to Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV. Get 3 at the regular price and 3 free on the program at Calitrin.com.
Comp complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Strutting Tree and Change at the Hour for this Tuesday, the 17th of December. Music time in this hour of the program with Jennifer and Victoria and Karen and Doug and you, with the all-star cast of performers that will take the stage next month at the Music Cares Person of the Year tribute honoring Aerosmith. The lineup includes the Jonas Brothers, John Legend, Alice Cooper. Is there any of these shows that Legend doesn't show up? He's in all of them. The Foo Fighters will be there. Emily King, Yola, Gary Clark Jr., John Mayer, taking place in L.A. during Grammy Week. Aerosmith being recognized as the 2020 Music Cares Persons of the Year thanks to their considerable philanthropic efforts over the past five decades and undeniable impact on our music scene, music history, pop music history. That's the statement that came from Steven Tyler's Janie's Fund
charity.
No, that
came from the Grammys because they're the ones who nominated Aerosmith.
The Grammys were?
Yeah, the Grammys are behind the Music Cares Person of the Year.
Yeah.
So they're the ones who issued that statement, yeah. It would be kind of obnoxious if Aerosmith says, we have considerable philanthropic efforts and undeniable impact on American history.
Okay. Some other performers will be announced as it gets closer to the time. If you look back at the Music Cares honorees, Tony Bennett has been among them. Bono, Bob Dylan, Aretha Franklin, Billy Joel, Carole King, Dolly, a lot of others too. Aerosmith is only the second band to be chosen. Fleetwood Mac got it in 2018. The 30th anniversary tribute takes place the 24th, just for the Grammy Awards over the Staples Center. As always, proceeds go to Music Cares, which provides financial and other support for music people in times of need. So who would give to that charity? I think they want the public to help out, right? That's why they make this so public. Although a lot of the support comes from music people themselves.
Yeah, and I think that most of the donations probably do come from music people, but also Music Cares does a lot of instruments in the classroom programs.
So
that would probably be more where the public would donate. But within their organization, they take care of sort of the studio musicians when they have illnesses and things like that. It's kind of like their own union without it being a union, I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, taking care of the people that are in the trenches doing a lot of the work. They're not being paid the big bucks.
Yep.
That's kind of, I think that's what I see as the recognition factor here. All right, so good. That looks like something to look forward to. Also, speaking of things to look forward to, the Voice finale will air on NBC tonight, Jen, welcoming some pretty special guests to join the finalists. Top four contestants from season 17. Katie Kadan from John Legend's team, Jake Hoot from Kelly Clarkson's team, Ricky Duran from Blake Shelton's team, and Rose Short from Gwen Stefani's team, all being paired with an artist for a performance. Adam Lambert.
Not much, but I've heard Rose is pretty incredible. From
is
my
she?
Mom is obsessed with Rose from Gwen.
Really?
I think she might be the winner.
Really? Adam Lambert is going to sing Believe with Katie. Little Big Town performing Over Drinking with Jake. Gary Clark Jr. is joining Ricky on Pearl Cadillac, and Yolanda Adams is going to sing In the Midst of It All with Rose. The finale has special performances also. Jennifer Hudson will be in there. The Black Eyed Peas, Luke Combs, Lady Antebellum, Dua Lipa, and...
It's like an award show.
That's
a pretty good cast.
The winner of season 16 is going to be an appearer. You can watch the two-hour season finale tonight. It sounds like Jennifer... You can plug it again if you want the next half hour, Jennifer.
Sure.
All right. So that's the story of The Voice. Is The Masked Singer over?
Not yet. That's tomorrow night, I think.
Seal was on. I watched it last week. Seal was the one that was unmasked.
Yep.
The night that I saw it, anyway. All right. So there's the musical notebook for this hour of the DJV program. You'll note it. You're looking at your watch at the clock. It's 28 past the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least a dozen tornadoes sweep across parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama late yesterday and last night. At least three people are dead. A husband and wife were killed and four others seriously injured when one twister blasted northern Alabama. One person was killed in western Louisiana late yesterday afternoon. Meanwhile, in the Northeast, it's been snow. This plow driver just north of New York City says he hopes people just stay off the roads for a while.
Hopefully everyone stays home. They like to clog the roads up for us so we can't get around too easily.
Freezing rain and ice could also snarl the morning commute in the Northeast and New England. The U.S. House Rules Committee will take up impeachment this morning, laying out procedures for tomorrow's debate on the House floor. Democratic leaders aiming for a final vote on impeachment articles sometime later tomorrow. This is USA Radio News. Thank you.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Then this may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's move it along, shall we, ladies? Tuesday, December 17th. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, and with Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen is back at the controls in our studio in Washington, and I will spend the morning with her tomorrow. Hey!
You're all back excited. Back again, huh? Two times in a week almost.
Pretty exciting. It was a week ago today I was there? Yeah, the thing in Washington was a week ago. Today, let's talk about today. Death to the leader. I'm not talking about anything going on in our country. However, there apparently is a movement to dispatch the leader of another country, right, Victoria?
Yes, this is sort of making really big headlines right now. Pakistan's former president, who was also the military ruler, Pervez Musharraf, has been sentenced to death for high treason. And this it was a legal case that went on for 6 years. He's been in a self-imposed exile. He's 76 years old. He seized power in a military coup in 1999, and then he ruled Pakistan as president until 2008. He violated the constitution of the country by unlawfully declaring emergency rule while he was in power, like any dictator would do. And so, basically, he resigned a year before his term would have been up, and he put himself into exile in Dubai. He's been there for more than 3 years now. And he claims he's innocent, naturally. And this is the first time that Pakistan's, in the country's history, that an army chief has been tried and found guilty of treason. And so the penalty is death. And he, I guess, is planning on appealing that, because that's probably not not a decision.
Well,
that
if he's
down
in exile,
with.
Why would he come back? Why would he just stay in Dubai?
I don't know that he did appear in court. I'm looking for those details. I'm guessing he probably didn't show up on the honor system.
Right. To die or not to die, that is the question. Whether
would
it is
you guys show up on the honor system, Duke?
I would not.
No,
I think I'd stay in Dubai where it
we're
looks...
all pretty honorable, but I don't know.
Yeah.
The honorable thing to do is to take care. It reminds me. He reminds me a little bit of what's his face from Egypt, the Mubarak family, and all of the stuff. They did the same thing there. You know, the United States. The United States. They laugh about this, but probably shouldn't. The United States, after the 67 war in the Middle East between Egypt and Israel, they stopped. We stopped the war by promising to give both sides an annual stipend of $4 billion. And that continues to this day. Foreign aid to Egypt amounts to $4 billion. And same for Israel. And it seems, coincidentally, that the Mubarak's, every year from the time that started in 19... Well, when he took over, it wasn't 68, but when Mubarak took over... From when What's-His-Face was killed, begins with an S. What's the guy's name that was the leader of Egypt, and he got assassinated? I can see the guy. Anyway, not important to the story, probably. So the Mubarak's, I say the Mubarak's, because it was him and his family that took over in a quote-unquote fair election. Well, every year from that time until he got booted during the sort of quasi-revolution in Egypt a number of years ago, he put $1 billion in the bank. What a shock. And it happened that it was sort of timed about the same time we would wire the $4 billion into the Egyptian treasury. Sure, it was just a coincidence, but the guy was the family's worth like $8 billion.
And now he's the latest billionaire to jump into our 2020 election.
Yes, Mubarak for president.
He is the American dream. He's going to run on that platform.
That's right.
Terrorize our country. We're going to get America to pay him $4 billion a year, and then you too could be me.
Yeah, that's right. Fabulous. What a deal. Sounds like a
Mubarak
2020. Program.
Can you imagine?
Pictures of him in jail. The U.S. Has announced we are going to bring 4,000 more troops home from Afghanistan. That'll be for this week, and then next week we'll send them back again. Administration getting ready to announce this. Current and former U.S. officials confirmed the news. The news media is all about. It's a good Christmas thing.
Kind of cool, right? Around Christmas, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. 12,000 some odd troops there in Afghanistan for no good reason anybody can come up with. The troops. I was watching old reruns. I've become. I've forgotten how much I liked West Wing. Which was produced
by Madam Secretary, so he's something.
Yeah. Well, I do. I think those shows have a lot of sustenance to them.
And I never watched West Wing, but people were obsessed with it.
It is so. It still holds up.
Like I remember all
so
my parents' friends.
Well.
That was like the show that they would constantly talk about.
Yeah, fabulous. The storyline, the way it was all put together, and it was all about the real history. That was going on, the real substance of what was happening in our country at the time. This would have been, I think, the early 90s, if I'm not mistaken. At any rate, the war, the fact that the president's name, Martin Sheen, played a president who was a former college professor of New Hampshire named Jed Bartlett, and he had to deal with a lot of these war issues and didn't know what to do because he wanted to bring them all home. And it was really very educational at the time, and I was bringing myself back around to thinking about how some of that stuff still applies today, where art imitates reality, in a manner of speaking, I suppose. So the troops are coming home from Afghanistan. That's the bottom line of that. Little fatty in North Korea seems to be on people's minds still, that little twerp. The special envoy to North Korea says that we... as the United States of America are ready to head back to the table for the talks with the little fatty. Special envoy's name is Stephen. Is it Begun? Begun? How do you pronounce this guy's name? B-I-E. Seems like Jason.
I've never heard of him. I have no idea.
Chicago PD. Anyway, I've never heard of him. Not important. He said to the North Korean leader during a press conference yesterday, it's time for us to do our jobs. Let's get this done. We're here, and you know how to reach us, little fatty. He also said the U.S. is dismissing the year-end cutoff North Korea set for negotiations. That's nonsense. All of this stuff, it's nonsense. It makes for fun to yak about it, and, you know, we all said the same line about Dennis Rodman going over there.
I'd say send him back. Let's do it.
At any rate, this guy is no danger to anybody but himself the way he, and maybe if the people in
North Korea might disagree about
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's
too.
A danger to them.
Yeah.
So if they were smart, they'd bump him off. If they had, you know, they don't have a lot of, they know more.
That's never going to happen because he's so supported by China. So, yeah. And look how China has suppressed all the protesting that's going on in Hong Kong. People in North Korea know that if we act up, it's going to be worse than that. And the bigger problem is there are no cameras that are going to capture anybody who's been set on fire. It's just going to be silent, horrific deaths. And I think everyone knows that. So they toe the line.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you this much. And this may put me on the most wanted list, so I love all of you. But Kim Jong-un is not that smart. And he is a total puppet of Xi Jinping. And so what happens, the reason, what did we talk about? I think I said it a couple weeks ago. You can watch the headlines of what's happening between the United States and China, and that's when Kim Jong-un starts blowing off. It's absolutely true. It's almost predictable.
He's their little attack poodle, and that's how they use him.
Yeah.
Well, at least Victoria and I are going to go to the same place.
Yep.
Well, after my appearance last Tuesday on that seminar about China and what I said, Michael Harrison said.
Are we all
said,
in the same container ship?
Carrie, you might want to just spew something right now so that we can all go together.
No, I was going to say welcome to the Carrie Shillen program.
I love China. My friends call me Tokyo Rose.
I love China
in
the morning. I love China in the eve. Yes, after speaking as I did, frankly, Michael Harrison looked at me while I was saying what I said. I looked over at your buddy Gorka, Jennifer, who was very interested in what I was saying about food and stuff. And
Michael, they were like, nice knowing you.
They're watching us. They're going to watch this in Beijing. Are we sure about that? And I'm sure that they probably did. Hi, how's everything there? The big guys. The Wright brothers are important to this day in history because today... go back to 1903, Orville and Wilbur Wright, about 5 miles south of Kitty Hawk on a beach there. The town was called Kill Devil Hills, right on the coastline. They were the first ones to propel a heavier-than-air machine. And so back in 1959, it was declared that this should be the Wright Brothers' Day. They opened their own bicycle shop back in 1902. They built and sold and repaired bikes. They were interested in mechanical projects and science and that sort of thing. And then they were interested in aviation. They began following the glider experimentation work of a fellow named Otto Lilienthal back in the 1890s. And then they built their first glider in 1900. It didn't work very well. So they came up with a new design, which worked much better. And then they built a wind tunnel and used the wind tunnel to test the wings, the airframes, the things that they were building. They, in their hometown of Dayton, Ohio, built their airplane there. And then with the help of a fellow named Charles Taylor, they built a 12-horsepower internal combustion engine that they put on the plane. And in the fall of 1903, they did some tests, and then they attempted to fly it on December 14th. Orville was at the controls when it stalled. If you've ever seen, there is some video of that around. It's pretty crude, but you saw the plane was damaged in the video. It took them 3 days to fix that. And so then on December 17th, in 1903, 10:35 in the morning, Orville Wright took off again. This time the flight lasted 12 seconds, went up 120 feet. Five people saw this. Wilbur took the fourth and final flight of the day, flew it for almost a minute. went 852 feet into the air, and their achievement certainly set the groundwork for aviation as we know it today. Pretty cool, huh? American know-how, American ingenuity, these sorts of things, although they do happen elsewhere in the world, this is the home of that sort of thing, and something we should keep in mind as we, many people, denigrate our country and the people who have made it successful. The freedom, the ability to do things like this here is unfettered, or at least used to be. There's too damn much government now. But people still can come up with ways to create and build a business and build a life, and that's a very cool thing about America. I'm thankful for it myself, frankly. Here's a quick sports note. As he was accepting the Heisman Trophy, Joe Burrow, the quarterback from LSU, addressed the children in his hometown. He's from Athens, Ohio, where a lot of people are very poor. It's in Appalachia, on the sort of west side of Appalachia. Burrow struggled to speak because he was crying as he spoke about the children who go hungry there. Quote, coming from southeast Ohio, it's a very impoverished area. Poverty rate is almost twice the national average. There's so many people there that don't have a lot. And I'm up here for all of those in Athens and Athens County. They go home to not a lot of food on the table. In fact, they're hungry after school. You can be up here, too, if you want. In a matter of hours, this town, home to Ohio University, was launched to national attention, inspiring the residents there, including a guy named Will Drabol, to create a fundraiser for the residents there who live under the poverty line. In just a day, the fundraiser was inaugurated with donations that went to over $50,000 the first day. The goal of $250,000 was reached by mid-afternoon yesterday. Donations going to the Athens County Food Pantry, which serves 3,400 meals a week. I've been in this town, and you wouldn't have thought there were 3,400 people who lived there. The pantry also gives bags and boxes of food to families there, including non-perishables like pasta and beans and some of the canned vegetables that you see on the supermarket shelf. 30% of the county's population lives below the poverty line. 30%. This is in the coal country. You know, that's one of the reasons that Trump was popular there, because they're going to reopen the coal mines. I don't know. I think he did.
Didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen, did it? No. Yeah. Anyway, this is quite an accomplishment, and he's to be congratulated. Good for him. Joe Burrow is the name to remember there. Okay, Jen, back to, when is The Bachelor back on? I meant to ask Kara that earlier.
Not until January, yeah. Ah! So I guess that's only like 2 weeks, so yeah, you're going to hear me talking about it.
All right, I ask this before every season. Do I need to watch this one?
Of course
not. Is this
one going
to be a good
one? It's exactly the same as every other season.
Who is this one again?
Peter the pilot.
Peter the pilot!
Who has a great time in windmills. So
he's the one that did the windmill scene. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The windmill scene?
Oh, yeah. They had a date in a windmill, and, you know, something happened four times, and apparently, yeah. So anyway, January.
One took a boom boom.
January 6th, I think.
Yeah. In a windmill. And then that led to Hannah not letting someone slut shame her, basically, because one of the super religious ones was like, you know, why would you let this happen? Blah, blah, blah. And so she, yeah.
All right.
Didn't she become the bachelor?
Ten seconds, Jennifer, until we're done.
Who cares? It's
my fault.
Diva's coming back on NCIS CBS tonight. Yeah. How about that? Yeah. The Boys finale.
Sneaking
Charlie Brown Christmas on ABC.
I got an official NCIS hat from Emily Wickersham. How about that?
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Time for Tech Talk. No, it's not Farm Talk. It's Tech Talk time. 53 after the hour, although we do have plenty of Farm Talk on this program. It's about technology, and I give way to the young aspiring broadcaster, Victoria Keelan. I certainly could handle this on my own, but I appreciate giving the time to...
Go ahead. I mean, since I'm so aspiring, I would love to hear a pro do the tech report.
All right, Apple has some news, Victoria. What's the news?
Well, that actually sounded like you were doing Fred Flintstone doing the news, which would be really
appropriate. Doing the news, yes.
Yep. All right, so Apple News has locked down a deal with ABC News to provide live video coverage of the upcoming 2020 presidential election and future primary and general debates. The announcement comes only a few days after the DNC said that it would be partnering with Apple News for the February 7th, 2020 debate in New Hampshire. That's always a big one. Apple's collaboration with ABC News is expected to roll out right around that time. You'll probably start to see stuff the end of January, early February. Users will be able to access video clips, live streams of the debate, along with subsequent 2020 election coverage. According to Apple, the collaboration with ABC News will last through the 2021 inauguration, with coverage of both conventions, presidential debates, general elections, the inauguration itself, all of that jazz. And ABC News says the partnership with Apple will deliver world-class political journalism to more people than ever before. It will enable millions more to have a deeper understanding of the key issues, candidates, and events by providing straightforward information, insight, and context during the entire 2020 cycle. Since 2016, Apple has actually worked to include special election coverage in its news app, and so now this gives them a little more of an entree into the real coverage for that. In the past, they've already partnered with Fox News, with Vox, and Axios through the 2018 midterm elections. So they're not picking a political side. They really are trying it would appear, to actually offer, you know, unbiased journalism and unbiased coverage of both parties. And so Apple didn't describe the deal as an ABC exclusive, but it declined to comment on whether or not it will seek future election coverage deals with other news organizations. My guess is, just like they've worked with Fox in the past and Vox and Axios, I think they're going to continue to partner with as many news organizations as possible. It makes them more legitimized, and it gives better coverage for people who are watching Apple News.
That's a great idea. The impaired problems drivers had, leading to thousands of fatalities every year, that number is particularly high around the holidays. So if you're going to go to a party and have some drinking, ride-sharing apps like Lyft, dedicated to making sure that no matter what the celebration is, no matter what the occasion is, everybody has a reliable and sober ride home. Let's listen to how this works from Andy Solomon.
Rideshare platforms have evolved to provide riders with even better experiences. Sheriff John Wetzel, chairman of the National Sheriffs Association Traffic Safety Committee and former president of the International Association of Chiefs of Police, explains.
Companies like Lyft are making rider safety a priority by continuously screening their drivers. Before getting into any car, riders should match the license plate, car model, and driver's name with what's shown in the app. During your ride, you can share your location and route with your family and friends.
According to Wetzel, communities where Lyft is available have also seen lower rates of impaired driving and fatal crashes.
For example, Miami-Dade police announced that there was a 65% decline in impaired driving arrests in 2017 compared to the four prior years, thanks in part to ride-sharing. Nationally, 71% of Lyft riders so they are less likely to drive while impaired because of the availability of ride-sharing services.
For more information, visit Lyft.com.
Let's get back in fraction here. I don't know if that's the right word or not. E-bikes, top-selling EV, electric vehicle, as we look to the future, it looks like, here in Victoria.
Yeah, this is a new report coming from Deloitte, which released its annual technology, media, and telecommunications predictions, says that it expects 130 million e-bikes to be sold between 2020 and 2023 in the U.S. alone. That is a huge prediction, considering that right now Americans actually don't really bike to work. But in the U.S., as in, you know, the stat that they released, in the U.S. and Canada, only 1% of the workforce commutes by bike, and they're all in cities. However, tens of billions of additional bicycle rides per year means fewer car trips, lower emissions, less traffic, which every major city could use in this country. And Deloitte said that e-bike sales won't be increasing evenly across the country, but it will be in cities. That's where the biggest adoption rates are. They said, we're seeing more people move into the urban core of cities throughout the United States, which is definitely a trend that we've seen with the demographics shifting. And they said that e-bike sales have jumped 91% just in the past 2 years. So it's a big deal.
It's a good deal. It is a big deal. Good. We've got all the big deals here on the DJV Show, 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.